Teddy and Addie take a trip each week to the heart of England to try and seek the sights, the views, and maybe the Queen in London's best of worst and everything in between.
Hello, and welcome back to London's Best, Worst, and Everything in Between podcast, where we talk about the capital's best, worst, biggest, smallest, weirdest, and wackiest of just about anything. I'm Teddy.
And I'm Addie. And this week, we'll be discussing London's worst type of transport.
Yes.
Quick interjection of you not saying anything.
Yeah.
Can they hear the rain?
I don't think so.
Okay. First of all, we would like to say a massive thank you to our Indian...
Guys, the fan base is global. The fan base... We're what?
We're 96.
Yeah.
In the podcast comedy charts in India. We're 108th in the podcast comedy charts in Switzerland.
Wow. So, last week's episode, for those of you that listened, we had to re-record.
Addie? Yeah, you'll notice that it was actually our second recording of the podcast.
Yeah.
And the first one didn't go that well.
Yeah.
Or as well as I expected. Because, turns out, if you puke on yourself, podcasts don't run as smoothly as you'd think.
So, ladies and gentlemen, by way of thank you to listening to our podcast, I've convinced Addie to include in this week's episode a short audio clip, which we will insert around about here, of her puking on herself.
Okay, well, it'll be fine. If I go out, then I'm out.
Oh, that was revolting.
We are now going to talk about our journey today.
Yeah. So this week, what was it, Addie? London's worst method of transport. There is one and only method of transport in London that is definitively worse than any other. That is, of course, ladies and gentlemen, the rickshaw. We'll just tell the story of how we went about acquiring a rickshaw. We left the flat, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, pissing rain.
We walked and walked and walked, listenership.
It wasn't that far. We went to Leicester Square, okay?
Essentially, we walked to Leicester Square to get someone to cycle us home and paid 20 quid for it, yeah. Right?
But here's the interesting part, team. We arrived with a £10 note. Apparently, there's a minimum spend on a rickshaw. Didn't know that was a thing.
A quick interjection.
Interject, please.
If I may.
You may.
Teddy.
Permission granted.
So, I have a little... I don't want to say addiction. I don't want to say...
It's an unhealthy relationship, but it's controlled, I'd say.
I'm partial to a scratch card.
Yeah, look, realistically, you're addicted to Diet Cokes. Scratch cards, I just say, it's unhealthy, but it's not harmful.
Friend of the podcast, my mother listens, and if she knew that I spent £6 a month on scratch card, she'd be calling me on the phone, telling me, Addie, why are you spending £6 on scratch cards?
You're a working woman, though.
We have exams, and I thought, I'm going to treat myself to a little scratch card and a diet.
Treat yourself.
I mean, why not, baby?
Yeah. And guess what? Addie, tell the ladies and gentlemen of the listenership how much you won.
£42.
40 smackers, baby. You paid some of the electricity bill with it, didn't you? Responsibly? No?
Yeah. I took £10, essentially, with me because, again, listenership, I don't want to say I'm stupid, but I thought someone riding us down the road would cost no more than £10. Hmm. Oh, how wrong I was. I went up to them with my £10 and where I wanted to go, and he said, minimum spend is £20. We decided, with this £10, we're going to go to London's biggest casino. Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen and everybody else,
yeah.
We have actually been to two of London's superlatives today.
We have. Right, so, we're in the casino, Addie.
We have £10,
we
right?
Have, you go and get a beer.
I have done a 4-hour exam today.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm going to treat myself to a beer in the casino, mm-hmm, with one of my best friends.
Yeah.
We had £10 cash, mm-hmm, from the £40 I won,
yeah,
minus £30 I'd spent on electricity.
Yeah.
And Teddy decided to get out £10 as well.
Yeah.
So £10 each of us, we put it in and we put all our money on black.
Mm-hmm. Hey, baby. That rickshaw ride paid for itself. We went straight back to the same rickshaw driver. I wanted to haggle, see if we could get him down from the £20, but that didn't happen. Straight in the back, and I honestly have never been so embarrassed in my life.
So this journey, essentially, was free. Not to the Hippodrome, but yeah, to us, baby. So we get in this rickshaw. Yeah. Teddy, take it away, baby.
So we get in the back. I let Addie in first. I then get in. I honestly couldn't stop laughing. The guy cranks up Biggie Smalls. We've got a little episode, a little voice note that we recorded,
yeah,
from the podcast. So
let's put that in here.
Yeah, coming to you live from the rickshaw. Music, 6 on 10. No, I don't know this song.
It's an 8 out of 10. Ain't nothing but a gangster party. Oh my god.
So that was Teddy singing Biggie Smalls. I had never heard that song before.
For those that know me well, I love cycling. I watch a lot of racing. This guy, I think, does as well, because the way he was handling some of the corners, I nearly flew out the side of the rickshaw. He didn't seem to understand the concept of a junction. There was one bit where we were nearly T-boned by a taxi right in front of a police car.
May I interject here?
Yeah.
And say that it looked like it would smell in the rickshaw.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
It did once you got in.
I do wonder who gets rickshaws.
Normally people who are very, very intoxicated.
Is this your first rickshaw journey?
Yeah, first and last. Maybe not last, it was actually quite funny. I spent 22 years hating them, but I got it. It was actually funny.
It is good fun, it is. And I'd recommend to the listenership, if you're going to get one, get one.
Great. And now it's the time
that you've all been waiting for.
Was it good for a poo?
So this is a section, obviously, as you guys all know by now, 3 weeks in, we're ready for the loo reviews. So, Teddy, did you go for a little pee-pee in the rickshaw?
I didn't, to be honest. That's the end of the loo review. Addy Kits and Facts and Figures.
Okay, so it's time of the podcast for Addy Kits and
Why are you speaking like a prick?
Have a little guess. Where the rickshaw was invented?
India.
Japan.
Really?
1869. So, it's widely speculated. I'm not sure how widely speculated it is, but nobody really knows who invented the rickshaw.
I'm going to hazard a guess. Mr. or Mrs. Rickshaw?
No, Izumi Yosoki.
Okay, right. Can I ask, when they were originally invented, back in 1869, were they, you know, bright lights, bright colours. Did they play Biggie Smalls music, Addy? Tell the listenership.
It says here Mamma Mia was a widely popular hit in
really?
The 18th.
Okay, yeah. I thought so.
Interestingly, and rather sadly, it was the deadliest occupation in Japan during that time. So, now is the time that we do...
Stop talking like that.
...the cooler friend of a podcast.
Ooh, okay.
So, we're going to find a friend of the podcast, call them, and ask them if they've ever ridden a rickshaw.
Brilliant. Who are we calling this week?
This week, we're calling friend of the podcast, Emily Briggs.
No swearing, Emily. You're live on the Teddy and Addy podcast. Welcome to the show.
Hello, friend... Yeah! Friend of the podcast, Emily Briggs. So,
hello,
Emily,
everybody.
Have you ever been on a rickshaw?
No.
Thanks very much, friend of the podcast, Emily Briggs.
So next we're going to try friend of the podcast, my mother. Hi, friend of the podcast, my mother. You are live.
On the podcast, no swearing, please.
Ooh. Okay, what do you want to know my opinion on this week?
Have you ever been on a rickshaw?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
Mom, okay. That's not true. We've been on one together in New Delhi.
Oh, yes, we have. Sorry, I've got a bit of a memory problem. Yeah, we did. Yes, we did.
Okay, thank you, friend of the podcast, my mother.
Bye.
Let's get our one and only friend of the podcast, Hugo French. Hugo!
Right, friend of the podcast, Hugo French. What we will be discussing this week is what is your favourite mode of transport?
Train.
Teddy,
yeah.
What is your favourite mode of transport?
Probably the horse. Addy, what is your favourite mode of transport?
Car.
Do you know what my favourite mode of transport is?
What?
The 33 bus in Switzerland.
Really? Why is that?
So it went from Rive to Puplange. And the colour was a deep turquoise. Hugo, we've got a lot of comments saying, why don't you come with us to these interesting superlatives we go to in London?
Well, today you guys were going to be going on a rickshaw, and I don't really want to go on a rickshaw.
Also, quick interjection, if I may, that rickshaw wasn't sitting more than two.
Had I known you guys were going to go to the casino, I'd definitely have.
Thank you, friend of the podcast, for you, French.
Cool, as ever, a pleasure.
So, we may need to wrap it up quite soon, because we didn't go to the toilet in the rickshaw, and we didn't go to the toilet
in the hippodrome,
and so, at this point, I'd like to relieve myself.
Yeah.
So, Teddy, how would you rate the rickshaw?
Do you know what? I was going in, I was no chance that I'm going to get in the rickshaw. I'll hate it, it'll be awful. I'd give it a 7.
Yeah.
Out of 10.
I'd give it a 5. I would give it higher if they played a song that I knew. Yeah, so get next week, well, hopefully next week we'll have more time. And sorry, this one was a bit rushed in terms of, obviously we had some super interesting facts about the rickshaw, but not as many as maybe we would have liked to have.
Yeah. Did Thomas Rules ever take a rickshaw? Addy, correct me if I'm wrong, building from last week's episode, Thomas Rules actually used a rickshaw as his getaway vehicle, fresh from murdering his wife and daughter. Is that correct?
Yeah. Okay, so we'll wrap the show up now. We were meant to go to the Weirdest Museum. Hopefully we'll get there next week.
Yeah.
It was just not
exams,
possible this week.
Timings.
And we're sorry we're a day late as well. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure a lot of you were sitting at home alone last night thinking, what do I do with myself now?
Stop talking.
Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed the episode and we'll see you next week.